A lot of people want to understand the difference between investing in index funds versus investing in the stock market. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of little tidbits here. Number one, an index fund is a type of mutual fund or exchange traded fund or ETF that takes a specific set of investments and strives to gain the same return. Basically, it's passively managed, and which means the funds are not actively managed as they are in stock funds. Additionally, they tend to have higher returns over longer periods of time than stock funds. Next, they are less risky because they are based on historical performance index funding. In other words, they take building a portfolio or a fund based on an indexes like the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's S&P 500. Fourthly, they are created via other investments such as treasuries, municipal bonds, corporate bonds, specific markets like utilities and healthcare, etc. And lastly, because they have a passive investing strategy, the potential for tax benefit is there because index funds usually have a lower tax liability than other funds. On the other hand, we have stock investing. These are typically actively managed investments. They require a broker to buy and sell a single investment and to try to beat the performance of the market index. It requires a lot of research, both fundamental and technical analysis, to identify the best stocks to invest in, as well as the investment expense is usually higher than an indexed managed fund. Their fees are higher because you're paying for that skill and their time. And then lastly, they give you the potential for ownership in a company, in a specific company, whereas, you know, indexed funds, you are basically, you still are owning a piece of the companies that are, you know, put together, not the same as you would have in a stock investment where you're buying one whole share of stock for a certain amount of money.